An Accra Fast Track High Court has ordered the state to pay entitlements due former Auditor General Edward Duajimang. The presiding judge, Peter Derry, granted all claims requested by the former Auditor General in his suit against the state, except an order for the provision of free medical and dental care for himself and his spouse. Following his retirement from the audit service on May 19, 2011, Mr. Duajimang says he has made efforts to claim the gratuity and pension due him but had been persistently denied. Correspondent Amasewabi Diaku filed this report.
By the release granted, the former Auditor General Edward Duajimang is entitled to the payment of gratuity and pension in accordance with the recommendations of the report on the review of facilities and privileges for Article 71 office holders in 2008. He is entitled to the payment of a monthly pension equivalent to the sum being the salary of the Auditor General currently at post with effect from May 2010 when he retired to the 15th of June 2012 when he filed the writ, as well as interest on the monthly pension at the prevailing bank rate. Government will also pay a monthly pension after the commencement of the suit equivalent to Mr. Duajimang's salary as adjusted from time to time in accordance with the salary of the current Auditor General, which is equivalent to that of a Justice of the Court of Appeal, as it is the case of Mr. Duajimang's predecessor. He is also due a gratuity consisting of 3 months' salary for every year of service and benefits from any review of the conditions of pension payable to a former holder of the position of Auditor General, as will be determined by the report of any Presidential Committee on Emoluments of Article 71 office holders. Irrespective of general damages incurred by Mr. Duajimang as a result of undue hardships he suffered due to government's assistance refusal to accord him his constitutional entitlements, Justice U.P. Derry awarded a 10,000 Ghana Cedi cost against the state. The judge, however, rejected Mr. Duajimang's claim to the provision of free medical and dental facilities for himself and his spouse. In an amended statement of claim, the former Auditor General averred that upon receipt of a letter in October 2010 from the Deputy Chief of Staff, Dr. Valerie Sawyer, informing him of government's decision not to pay him his retirement benefits in accordance with Article 71, Clause 1 of the 1992 Constitution because he was described as a political appointee in the said letter, he made several requests to the government to reconsider its decision. He argued that the office he held between January 30, 2003 and May 19, 2010 is not a political appointment since the audit service is part of the public service.
That was Amasewa Bidiako's report.